It was a scary time, but the actual feeling whereby our elders, who were most vulnerable, and they all have underlying health issues. Well, majority of the Asians do anyway. They are either diabetic or they have a heart conditions, so they were at risk. And of course, the questions were begging: how do we support them? So we actually joined up with a couple of the local NGOs like Food Bank and also NHS Vulnerable Support Group as well, whereby they actually invited us to take part in serving the community. First being the language barrier, second their maneuverability and also the adaptations and understanding of how the help's going to be reaching them. So in a way, the whole scenario of us being off and in lockdown was a bigger shock, because that also meant then how do we find the provisions? And then we found that majority of the food places were deliveries only, and then you couldn't get a slot on the delivery. That's including the local supermarkets. We actually joined up with Food Bank, who are the biggest charity, who continue to operate throughout the lockdown. And every Friday, it was our slot between 2:30 till 6 in the evening to take the provisions to the vulnerable people. And you're quite right, it's not just the community we serve. We serve anybody, basically, who was stuck and they couldn't get out because of the isolation scenario or their disability. We had a few requests from our local elders who were actually have no idea how they're going to cope. So we obviously started with them, and then suddenly we found ourselves then other organizations were also looking for volunteers. The reason doing this is basically to help the local community to cope with the lockdown. There's a lot of confusion, there is a lot of danger, and I personally don't think we are out of danger. People are still dying because of the COVID-19. Initially, when the lockdown happened, it was a bit of a shock to the system, thinking what we're going to do, how we're going to spend the time. But I think this volunteering news came through pretty lively to us, and we kind of embraced the idea of going on. Obviously, it's a risk because you don't know who's carrying what. Because of early stages, there was no testing available. We were struggling with the PPEs as well, so we kind of protected ourselves by homemade masks, which we distributed to a lot of charities who worked with us. It was a quite a pressurized time. Mentally, I would say it was daunting, the fact that we don't know what the quantity was, how long we're going to be out for, and how will it affect us financially as well. So yes, there was a lot of anxiety, there was a lot of worry as well, just for the family, for the community, and for the nation, of course, because obviously this affects throughout UK, and I'm sure there are a lot of other charities in and around London who've done exactly the same. So I am glad that we have something to do, something to get out and serve the community, and we are very glad that we did it.